Merry Christmas, New Life Church. It is so good to be with you guys here on day 99 of the life of Christ. They didn't quite let me get in for the 100, but I'm happy to be here with you guys. Glad you're still going strong with us through the life of Christ. And that being said, I want to talk to you today out of Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 35. If you don't know, this is the story about a man named Simeon. And Simeon was given the promise by God in verses 27 and 28 that he was going to meet the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And we don't know where he was in his age when he was given that promise, but we know he was in the latter part of his years when he finally got to meet Christ. And it was right when Jesus was being brought into the temple by Mary and Joseph. The first person that they meet is this man called Simeon. And I want you to read with me, if you would, verses 29 through 32, where you get to see the promise of God fulfilled in Simeon's life and the faith that he has when he experiences it. And in verse 29, it says, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people of Israel." The confidence that Simeon had that God had fulfilled the promises in his life. That because God had promised it, it was going to come true, but then ultimately when he had experienced and met the Son of God, he was so confident in it. Recently, my son had a splinter in his foot, and for any of you parents who have ever had the pleasure of digging a splinter out of your child's foot, you know just how dramatic it can be. And so recently, my wife and I, my son had gone from a walker into a crawler because the pain was so much, so we knew we were gonna have to dig this thing out. We put him up on the table, and I got out the tweezers, and we went to work on it. My poor son, he knew why we were doing it, but he also didn't understand why the pain was so great, and I'm pulling it out. I'm crying, Katie's crying, Bo's crying, nothing's going well. Finally, I got that splinter out of his foot. And I told Bo, "Bo, Daddy got it." And the faith that I saw in my son in that moment, he looked at Katie and I and goes, "Yay, I can walk again." His feet hadn't even touched the ground yet, and yet he had confidence that he was gonna be okay. Sometimes I wish I could have that kind of faith in what my Father God tells me. Sometimes God tells me that everything's going to be okay, and I read it in the Word, and I take a long time to actually develop that kind of faith. That's not what we see in Simeon, and I hope that's something that you and I can learn to possess as well. So what I would love to do is for us to know what did Simeon have that maybe we don't have that enabled him to be able to have that kind of faith. I think it all comes back to Luke chapter 2, verse 25. When it talks about the clarifications for Simeon. It says, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout." That's what we are called to be. We're called to be righteous. We're called to be devoted to him. Righteousness is something that was a lot harder to earn back in the old covenant. Okay, this is following all 613 books or laws and commandments that were given to them. Okay, that was very complicated. Now we are given that same righteousness through Jesus. However, being devoted to him, that is something that you and I can do daily. So what I want to do is I want to challenge you. What are you doing to be devoted to Christ? How do you feel like you're doing in this area? Specifically the fathers that I'm talking to right here. How are you leading your family in devotion daily to God? Like if I went into your living room or into your household and sat around with your family and I asked your kids, "Hey, does your daddy love the Lord?" What would their answer be? Would they say yes in unison, or would they say maybe? If I asked them, "Where does your daddy go to pray?" Would they have an answer? Would they know? Are you exemplifying for them the way that somebody needs to follow the Lord, even their dad? Because I promise you, they want to see you do it. I can also promise you that your spouse wants to see you do it. And if you can just do that well, if your kids can see the way that you are devoted and you love the Lord your God and the evidence of the righteousness that is on the inside of you, you'll be well on your way. I want to thank you, New Life Church. Thank you guys for doing this life of Christ with us. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you.